so dumb. I love it.
What do you mean?
I look dumb.
No.
No, that's the point.
Oh.
I wanted to look dumb.
Well, then, yeah, you look dumb.
Yeah.
And we're back.
Let's fucking go.
Calcifer.
White people don't say...
Oh, we got BLs on deck.
Oh, yeah.
We're switching it up. New sponsor. Let's go. Let's Cheers, go. Buddy.
Mm-hmm.
That tastes like Murica.
That does.
Yeah, buddy.
Watered down beer, brother.
That's not watered down. It might be watered up.
Still watered.
Watered up.
Yeah, they water the shit up.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
That good shit. That's Fiji water, baby. That's pure
Fiji water and Bud Light.
That's that pure Flint. Is it Flint, Michigan?
Dude, come on.
Is it?
It's insensitive.
Why? To who?
To Flint people.
You think they got that figured out yet?
No, they actually
Even
don't.
Even after the Aaron Brockovich movie?
It's been years. It's been years.
That's troubling.
Yeah, it sucks.
People want government to get bigger.
It's because there's not an Amazon factory there. That's why they haven't. Fixed
Ooh,
anything.
Even then, Bezos would be like, I don't care.
Yeah.
Hey, and guess what? You guys paid for this shitty water.
Dude, I cannot believe when he was about to go to space, he was like, you know, all of the Amazon customers, you paid for this. All the Amazon yeah, employees, just,
you paid for this. Yeah.
I was like, bro, come on. I mean, how is no one going to like...
Well, everyone attacked for it, but I was just like, how is he literally getting away with this?
Literally, right on 4K, dude. In 4K to
with
our
his
faces.
Goofy ass, oversized cowboy hat. Like he's wearing his dad's hat that day, you know? What is happening?
I don't know.
With his watch
man.
On over. The, yeah. He looked like an asshole.
Yeah, show off that Rolly, dude.
Hey, you got it? Wear it.
Whatever.
Blinged out. Going into space.
Whatever, man.
But Whitey's on the moon. Our face and arms
to
begin
moon.
To swell, but Whitey's on the moon.
He didn't even go to the moon. He just like hung out in space for like 10 minutes and then came back.
Yeah, the new Edgelords.
Yeah.
Yeah, they went to the edge of space.
Yeah. I'm edging.
My prostate hurts. Yeah, that shit is crazy.
Yeah,
I mean,
so Bezos edged for 10 minutes.
That's pretty good.
Pretty good.
That's pretty good. I don't have that
really
kind of
impressive,
self-control.
Dude, yeah.
Just get it out of me. Get the poison out. That was wild, though. I mean, it is only a matter of time, though, until
what?
Until
he
leaves? No, until one of those rockets blows up billionaires.
Billionaire? Why would it blow up billionaires?
Well, because billionaires are the only ones going up in space right now for fun.
Nah, man. They're not going to blow up.
You want to bet?
Yeah.
All right. Let's put some money on it.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
$1 billion.
Nah, let's put up like... Let's put up like...
Dude, we're both billionaires.
3 Ethereum. Is what we'll call it.
No, dude, we're both like mega billionaires.
And whatever the value of Ethereum is, whenever the billionaires explode in the rocket, that's what we owe. I can't lose is what I'm saying.
But like, we're also billionaires, you know?
Well, I understand that.
So we're going to be, are we
going to
be, are we betting on us blowing up too?
No, it's like a fun nickel bet.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
So like a nickel, I'm done to bet a nickel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's what we call 3 Ethereum because we're rich.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No matter how high.
How much is Ethereum?
Right now, I think it's like 26.
100?
100? 2600? 26, 28. Bitcoin should be 41 by the end of the week. Cardano through the roof.
Cardano?
Oh, yeah. Mikey Bitcoins in Cali Crypto.
I'm over it.
Why?
I don't invest in anything really anymore.
That's a mistake. You gotta invest in your future, buddy.
I'm over it.
You invested in that nice shirt.
Yeah.
And that dope hat.
Yeah. It's not an investment, it's a one-time purchase.
You invested in looking nice a couple of times. See, you're missing the side that's like quality of life is an investment.
Yeah.
You know, like if you're miserable at your job, no matter how much money you're making, if your quality of life isn't there, then you got to move on. You might take a little pay cut, but I mean, what's the point of making money if you're miserable? So you bought that shirt, it makes you happy. You bought that hat, it makes you happy.
Squeezes my head.
This fucking guy. I mean, Jesus. This is total Gen Z shit.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you're an elder millennial.
I'm a younger millennial.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm like the youngest of millennials.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not looking good for us, guys. No, because I got this Gen Z kid that just started at the club. Shout out to Clerb.
Clerb.
This kid is a fucking nub.
Yeah.
I can't help it.
What do you mean nub?
He's just like, a
what does
nub.
He talk about?
You know, like when you lose a limb and then there's like a stump there.
That's it? That's all you got? He's like a
that's
thumb?
That's how I would characterize it. No, thumbs are like literally why we dominate our space. You know what I mean? They're very useful. This is the anti-thumb.
Okay.
This is that weird thing that dogs have like right under their arm right here that's like it makes no... Or a dew claw. A dew claw.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what I'll use from now on. You fucking dew claw. Because it's useless. It means nothing. There's no reason.
So why
for it.
Why is he so bad? He also, just, do you think he's an indication of all Gen Zers?
No, Gen Z not necessarily. Because there's go-getters in every generation. But like, there's like, nah, yeah. I don't want to make blanket statements about any generation. But this particular is like, this is like kind of the negative of what I would say is Gen Z. Younger kid. Super excited to talk about what he's into, like everyone is, but then little to no work ethic.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, and it's like, you know how golf goes. When you're in that space, when you're talking to someone face to face, you got to at least act like you're interested in what they're talking about, or you just got to, it's a service industry job. You got to be like, hey, can I help you? Can I do this? This kid's back against the wall. Like, you know. I guess it's a nice day. And they're like, okay.
That's all he says. It's right. Like, I guess it's a nice day.
They're like, hey, how are you? He's like, I guess I'm doing all right. And he's like, he's new.
Like, he's like, looks super sad about it.
Yeah.
Oh.
And he's like, mopey. And like, but he's big. He's like a tall, big kid.
Mm-hmm.
So he doesn't hide well. And he's
maybe
just
he's
like,
just really shy.
Either way, this isn't going to work out.
Okay.
And like when you tell someone that, you know, hey, maybe try it this way, try it that way. And they're like, oh, you know, I just don't really feel like doing that. And you're like, what? How do you, I'm literally telling you what to do.
They'll learn on their own, you know?
Or they won't. Like, or they won't.
Or and they'll just keep failing.
Yeah, just get fired.
Is that what you think?
Yeah.
They're just going to keep failing not learn from their mistakes.
This kid's going quick.
You think he's not going to learn from his mistakes?
I think he's going to get fired from this job.
Okay.
And then he will most likely just find something that he can do. Yeah, I mean, he could go like work in a fucking, there aren't Blockbusters anymore. I'd say he'd be great at a Blockbuster.
Your boomer's showing.
He'd be great at like a seedy video rental store, you know, with the back room.
So you mean like at Amazon?
Right. Well, no, Amazon, he would get he'd get crucified.
Probably
yeah.
by a robot
they
that's
don't even
patrolling
get,
the
they
grounds.
Don't even get pee breaks at Amazon. Yeah. They're like, piss in the bottle, stay on the line, nerd.
Yeah,
yeah no, he's, I don't know what he's going to be good at. But ears, perk up every time you talk about whatever video game he's into or this and that.
Okay.
So he's just in the wrong space.
Yeah.
But like actual work, like having to lift things, be in front of people, talk to people, not his bag. And that's fine.
Yeah.
But it's just like, it's somewhat indicative of like.
Sounds a lot like me. It sounds like you're just describing
me. No, because you were good. You knew how to play the game. That's the thing.
Yeah.
He's unwilling to play the game. The other day, I come up and I'm like, hey, what's going on, buddy? You all right? And he's like, yeah, it's kind of slow right now. I was like, well, you didn't like it when it was really busy. He's like, yeah, but you know, it's like kind of boring when it's slow. And I was like, wait, so you're complaining about when it's busy and when it's slow?
When is it good for a steady stream of nothing? Of brain activity, and not too much, not too little.
Right, it's like
the perfect amount. You know, like the 70 degree room temp on your thermostat, or 68. I like 68, but you know, can't be 67. That's like too cold.
Like,
you know, or it can't be like 70 or 72. Is it a little too warm?
Ew.
It's got to be like perfect.
It's like
amount.
I don't want to sweat, but I don't want to be cold.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you just want to be perfect all the time?
You just want to be still and
yeah,
not
right,
feel
right.
anything?
He basically just wants to be asleep in, like, the perfect bed. He's Goldilocks.
Okay.
He's got the Goldilocks shit.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Pretty much.
And I'm like, that's not.
Goldilocks syndrome.
The other day, he goes, yeah, there's one more card out. You guys can take care of it. And I go, what? Excuse me? He's like, yeah, you know. I was like, you don't want to stay and get the overtime? I mean, you get paid to be here. And he's like, I don't really need the money. And I was like, then why the fuck do you have a job, you idiot? What is wrong with you? And then, and also, I'm getting blood red mad because I'm like,
why did he tell you? You fucking.
I'm
take
like,
care
dude,
of it?
I'm your fucking supervisor.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
I'm infinitely above you in this scenario.
I admire the confidence. I could never do
it's
some shit like
that. It's not even confidence. It's sheer ignorance.
Okay.
He has no idea how hierarchies work.
Yeah.
In a job structure. He has no idea what he's doing.
So he's an anarchist.
He's a. Right? I misused the word. He's just a goofball.
Were you going to say TikTok?
Yes. I was going to make a very bold statement that I'm not willing to make anymore because I don't want to have to edit it out. But it just.
Yeah, now you know how it feels, bitch. You know how it feels. Edit yourself, bitch.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to start saying it.
I'm leaving all of those in. I'm leaving them in. Got him! Leslie, I just baited him.
No.
Oh my God, Leslie, I got him. I finally got him. I've been waiting. I was thinking about it today. I was like, I haven't baited Cal in a while. I just gave it to him. Oh, Leslie, you'd be so proud. I hope you still listen, baby. Woo! Yes!
You better bleep that shit out. I swear to God.
Bullshit. I'm gonna.
No, you better.
I'll bleep out the second, but then it's all gonna be
no, you're gonna edit all of it out.
Nope, it's staying in. And I'm gonna put it in subtitles above your head on the video.
Well,
clip.
I'm destroying the roadcaster. I'm destroying it right now.
I'm just fucking with you. We'll get rid of it. But that is how I feel. And yeah, it's just it bummed me out. I don't know this kid because I want him to work.
Yeah,
you know, I want him to work out. I don't want to like harp on this kid. I want him to have like a positive experience. But I don't think he's willing to do it. So
he would have a positive experience if he could play video games while at work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I would too.
Yeah.
I don't know who wouldn't, you know? Oh, work is the tits, bro.
Literally
yeah,
my
right,
job.
Right, exactly. Cal's got a desk
literally
that raises up. Like, he's like, ah, oh, I've been sitting too long. Time to stand. And his desk goes,
dude, it's like, honestly, it's much needed. Like, it's almost a necessity for me.
I mean, and tall dudes, you guys run into back problems anyways. You don't need
hip
to be hunched
problems
over.
Knee problems. Yeah. I need, and also like, it's also an energy thing, because like, if I'm sitting all day, like, I'm gonna be losing energy, like, mm-hmm. I get tired.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm standing, it's almost like a reboot.
Right.
I'm like, oh wow, I need to, like, I feel more active, I guess, while I'm standing up. It's really nice.
No, yeah. it's important.
Yeah,
it really is. But yeah, that's my only gripe. We don't even need to do my hate on the menu. I'll throw it in at the end again.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
it's
you'll do a callback.
That's
yeah.
literally it. I just can't fucking stand that.
Uh-huh.
He told me that I was gonna stay. No, you can get it. I can get it? Are you out of your mind?
What if he was like, I'm already clocked out. I'm gonna head home, play some Red Dead.
Oh, that's really interesting, because now you're working off the clock, stupid.
Yeah.
Stay clocked in.
So
get
funny.
Paid, man.
Yeah, just chill out.
I've never understood that. And I did at one point in time. I didn't want to work. I had an aversion when I was young. But after you do it for so long, that's one thing. I'm trying to be patient, because I remember not wanting to work.
Yeah.
You're just, this is so dumb. Why am I here? But if someone's willing to pay you to do nothing, do it.
Just sit there for an extra 30 minutes.
Because the second you leave, you're not getting paid anymore.
Yeah.
You know? Just do it.
Yeah.
It's in your best interest to get paid. Then that's that simple.
But not for a company that won't pay you enough.
Absolutely not. Amazon, we're coming after you.
Yep.
We're not paying for any more trips, Jeff.
Gamers, rise up.
Come on.
It's time to eat the rich, but not us.
Yeah, we're rich.
Yeah, we're fucking insanely rich.
Don't fuck with us. We'll try and eat you.
We will eat you.
We will eat you. No, we won't.
We have lions.
Ah.
And tigers.
You have lions?
And bears.
What?
Yeah.
I don't think you should have any of those things.
They all wear cool little security hats.
They should wear Seinfeld caps like you. That would be even cooler.
It's like, oh, hey, there's mine. That's mine right there.
Hey, it's a lion. He's very lying about nothing.
You can easily spot him. Look, it's so colorful now.
Lovely. Look how funny he is. Look how cute they are. And it's just mauling some poor security guard. Oh,
good job,
no.
Jeffrey.
Oh, no. Hey, buddy. Hey, buddy. Can you do me a favor?
Have you watched the Bo Burnham special yet?
Nope.
Have you watched I Think You Should Leave yet?
Nope. But I have heard good things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Heard rave reviews about You Should Leave.
Yeah. I think you should leave. Super good, man. I gave you a rave review. He just doesn't respect me.
That's not true.
It's cool.
That's not true.
It's cool.
It's not true.
I mean, I get that I'm like 40 years younger than you. So like,
well, and it's
I haven't lived enough, but
sometimes you're like, oh, look how funny this is. And then I'm just like, yeah, buddy, that's good for you. And I want to give you a gold star on your forehead. You did it. You thought something was funny today. But that's just because, you know.
When's the last time that's happened, sir?
It just happened.
What?
Like 5 minutes ago.
What, with I Think You Should Leave?
No, definitely not. That's actually funny.
You haven't watched it yet?
Yeah, no, it's funny.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard this guy's great.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's hilarious.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, you're like, hey, you should watch this TikTok dance. It's so cool. It's so funny. And I'm like, Cal, come on, buddy. You're better than that.
Nah, man. I love TikTok dances.
I know.
Yeah.
And that's why I give you the gold star. Because that's funny.
You don't like my doo-wop kickflips, underhand swoosh dab?
I love it.
I put a lot of work into it, dude.
Favorite.
I put a lot of work into it, and it's I see what I mean. No respect.
It's so good. Let's talk about something that we can both talk about.
Okay.
Cyberpunk.
You want to get into Cyberpunk right now?
Well, all right. So I don't know if anyone else has noticed, but the book's out.
The book's been out.
Wanted to talk about it. We kind of got swept up in everything.
We got swept up in a lot of stuff, and it's okay. Boy.
That is okay.
We always do that, so.
But Cyberpunk came out with a very, I don't know, what would you even call that?
Shitty release?
Nah, like the upgrade. What would you call it? It's like an obligatory
upgrade. It was their updates so they could get back on the PlayStation Store.
Right, right.
Literally the only reason they made like changes.
Yeah.
So that PlayStation would be like, fine, you can come back.
I guess.
But still not done. Like, not nearly at all.
Right.
I've been getting a crazy itch to go back and play it because I just miss the world, honestly. Mm-hmm. I miss that world. It's so good. It's so well made with all the details and the lighting and the atmosphere. But I watched a fuck ton of videos of, like, what the state of it is right now. And it's still, like, barely better.
Ugh.
Apparently, the modding community for Cyberpunk has been going insane on it.
Really?
They've been modding. There's like thousands of mods you can get for it.
Hmm.
But a lot of people have been like, I've seen YouTube videos that are like the 100 must-have mods for Cyberpunk. And I'm like, if you need at least 100 mods for a game, it's not a good game.
Or it's just, I mean, it's a world that people are willing to invest
in. Or it has a fuck ton of potential.
Right, right.
That other people are using way better.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so I don't
know. Hire these guys, Project Red, you
fucking
clowns.
So yeah, I was like so close to re-downloading it again because it was so crazy how like much I wanted to play it again. It just out of nowhere, I was like, Cyberpunk. But I'm going to wait till like the end of the year, see what they've done with it. And if it's still not good, then I'm just going to mod the shit out of it and have fun.
Yeah.
Because I just want to enjoy this game. It's so good.
I was having a good time, but then it got to a point where everything was so, like, I was beating people way too easily because they were glitching, I was glitching, and it was just like kind of like I would just keep button mashing until something went away. I haven't mentioned this yet, but I have to throw this out there. You definitely are throwing off like a white DJ Lance from Yo Gabba Gabba right now.
I don't even know what that means. It's such a niche reference.
I really hope someone picks that up because it's fantastic.
If you put the video out.
It's fantastic. I might just put a screenshot of us like in the chairs.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Okay. We should do a we'll talk about this later.
Okay.
But, yeah. I was having a I think it's a great world.
Yeah.
It's a ton of fun. It's seedy. It's like, but it's also like glamorous.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many different avenues and things you can do. The map is huge.
Yeah.
Like the whole game is, it's impressive.
Really? Yeah.
But yeah, it was just, it like when you get down, it's like you're looking at this beautiful world. And then when you get down to the like really minute details, it just like starts to kind of like
break apart,
fall apart completely.
Yeah.
You see all the cracks.
Yeah.
All the fucking, you see the warts when you get up close kind of thing.
I mean, like you get that feeling a lot with like a GTA type game because you load into GTA 5, like if you have just the base game and you can't get into any of the stores really, like it's such an empty world.
Right.
But it's so much fun because
it's massive.
Yeah. And like the details are in what you can do to the world. Like you can break apart cars, like specific parts of the cars. You can buy houses, you can buy cars, you can mod cars.
Right.
You can shoot fucking a billion guns. You somehow have like a million guns in your pocket.
Which is fantastic.
You can just fire at a helicopter. the driving and the cop system is so good.
Yeah.
But yeah, like the actual gameplay is fun.
Right.
With Cyberpunk, the gameplay is like so like not finished. And the world is also not finished. And that makes the whole experience to just feel so like you're just in a beta experience of the game.
Yeah.
It's not fully done.
That thing where you're walking through this just polished, seemingly polished, detailed, really fun world, and then you're like, oh, what's in this door? Locked.
Yeah.
Come back, you know, and you're just like, is it going to be unlocked at one point?
Yeah.
And just, yeah, the glitching thing. I just, and if you're in.
And there's so many of them, too.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And then just, there's a lot of recycled conversations between bots.
Yeah.
Or what do you call those? NPCs.
NPCs, yeah.
And you're just like, god damn it.
Have you ever broken the law in the game? Have you ever, like, summoned the cops to come and get you?
I think so, yeah. Like, just fucking around, like, trying to fight a gang or something and shooting too soon or whatever, yeah.
The way the cop system works as of right now in this game, they just teleport behind you. Like, a guy tested
cops
this.
There.
Yeah, like, a guy tested this. He went on top of a roof of a building, like, super high up.
Right.
And he started shooting at people, you know, sniping at them from the ground.
Yeah.
And then he looked behind him. He just turned around slowly, and all these cops just started popping up, like, boop, 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 boop. Get him. He's just shooting people. And he's just like, this is the cop system in this fucking game.
Right.
Like, in GTA, if you did that, there'd immediately be helicopters, like, looking for you.
Yeah.
Or, like, they'd be like, coming from a street way down, and they'd have to go and find you.
But they would, like, be alerted and then come find you.
Come
it's not
find
like just
you.
Show up, like, pre-crime with a teleporter.
Or if there's a cop on the street, they will stop and go and get you.
Right.
But in Cyberpunk, that cop just keeps going, and then the cops are teleporting behind you.
You would think. I mean,
yeah.
It's one of those things. I wanted this game so bad, but I almost would have dealt with another year of just not having it.
Exactly.
For it to come out and be flawless.
It's incredibly ironic that this game is trying to be such a, like, commentary on capitalism and, like, corpos and how they run our lives, and then all of the shareholders forced them to make this game come out so early because they wanted their money. Yeah. It's just like, wow.
That, you get that lackluster Keanu performance.
Yeah.
Keanu. Sorry.
Keanu. he is more like a Keanu in this game.
No, Keanu. No. What is it? Silverhand?
Johnny Silverhand.
Silverhand. Yeah.
So yeah. I'm still upset. That
so much promise.
Yeah, so much. I have faith though. Like I'm just one of those people that's like, it's gotta be good at some point. Like they gotta make it good. It's gotta happen at some point.
Well, it's like that game you were talking about, or we talked about
No Man's Sky.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like they but that was a company that has only really made that game, and they failed so hard that they were like, all right, let's just power to the players, y'all. Let's just keep it going.
Right.
We'll make it better. But with CD Projekt Red. Is
that GameStop?
Yeah.
Like, did you just throw their catchphrase out there? All right. Well, we know what kind of stock Cal's into. GME to the moon, baby.
To the moon. Hold the line.
Oh, gross.
But yeah, it's we'll see. Like CD Projekt Red, they're all about Witcher right now. Like they're holding Witcher cons and they're hyping up the show and they're making like new Witcher games.
Hey, you fucks.
And everyone's like, you have a great game right here.
Yeah. What is wrong with you?
It's just, yeah, it's whatever, man.
What got you there though? What made you want to play it again?
I don't know.
You just had the urge?
I just had an urge. It was a weird itch that I needed to scratch. So I just, instead of playing it, I was watching so many videos on what it was looking like.
Other people playing it?
Well, not even just playing it, just like talking about it. Like, what's the state at? And I looked at like the history of the game being made and like some people just like complaining about the game too. Like, I don't know. I just needed my fix or something.
Right.
Yeah. I'm over it now. I'm ready to wait and keep going. But. Yeah, there was a weird like week where I was like, I just really want to play this game right now.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I would recommend maybe just playing it.
I don't want to.
Just do it.
No, I'm not going to.
Give yourself an hour out of a week. Really?
No, I just don't. I don't know what it is. I want to wait until it's like done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's fair. I don't know if it's ever going to be done.
I don't think it's not. It's never going to meet the expectation that they promised us.
I mean, but if you think like, about just, it,
yeah.
GTA 5, it's like they're unwilling to let go of this project.
Well, yeah, they released that shit in the PS3 era,
right?
And so, they're making a new version for PS5,
right? So this might not. We might not ever see a GTA 6.
No, we will. Did you see the announcement?
I didn't.
2025.
Holy shit. We're not even going
to... I'm not going to be alive.
Jesus Christ. We're going to have to download it on Alibaba.
But dude, GTA Online is making them a fuck ton of money every day. People are still buying that game at close to full price because everyone's getting new consoles. Everyone wants to get GTA.
Right.
So... It's still one of the biggest money makers ever in video game history.
I mean, is it the biggest?
One of the biggest, yeah.
Other than Smash, I guess, is the best franchise.
Smash is like, yeah, like one of the most successful franchises because it's been going on for so long. But right. GTA's been going on for so long too now.
Absolutely.
So yeah, GTA 6 isn't coming for a while. But
2025. Any indication as to what it is?
No, not really.
Hmm.
I remember they said something about how you can play as a girl.
Right. Who cares?
Yeah. It's like, okay, this game's coming out in 3 years. You better be able to play as a girl.
Over hello. Gender and fucking pronouns right now. Yeah. I don't give a fuck.
It's like they thought that was a big deal. It's like, okay, every game you can do that now.
Right. I'll play as a fucking unicorn.
Who the fuck
don't give
cares?
A shit.
And yeah. It's going to be 3 years until it, or 4 years until it comes out.
I mean, I guess it is big because it's like, it's never been done before.
In GTA. Yeah. It's
but, or like as like a main character, but I don't care.
No one cares.
I just
really.
Want the story. I want the map. Just give me free reign. Let me do whatever it is. What kind
That's
of cars?
That's what people play it for.
Yeah. What kind of cars are we getting? What kind of guns? Yeah. Are we getting? What kind of am I blowing people up? Am I shooting people?
Yeah.
Are there aliens? That's all I
do. I get a grapple hook in GTA 6.
Ooh.
I
want to get superpowers.
You already have superpowers in GTA 5.
Nah.
You can carry a shit ton of guns.
Yeah.
You can.
And the cops don't notice you if you're still, and they don't see you for. Yeah, it just magically goes away. That's the coolest power that you get in that game.
Right?
As long as they don't see you.
Yeah.
And you're the best way for them not to see you is for you to be like still.
Yeah. I mean, just use cheat codes and you can have superpowers.
No one uses codes anymore.
You can mod the shit out of it. You can basically play as Superman, which that mod's fucking crazy. Like it looks like Man of Steel when you're like flying around and punching people.
What?
It looks a lot like Man of Steel. It's really cool.
See, I'm not into the whole mod thing.
Modding?
I'm just not that I'm not into it.
No, yeah, yeah.
I'm into it because I think it's cool. I just don't know
anything
literally about
can't.
That world.
You
yeah.
can't mod it because you need to have a computer.
Right, right.
Neither have I. I've never modded anything except for Minecraft. And even then it was like a super big mod that like everyone was using. So it was like basically a new game. But as far as modding goes, like I've never had fun with that. Like I've never tried it. But if Cyberpunk's my one exception. If they don't fix this shit, I'm just going to mod it, because people have already fixed the cop system with mods. People have already fixed the car driving with mods. Yeah. They fixed NPC like pathing, and like you can add more, and they actually like do stuff with a mod.
And they don't like, how do I want to phrase this? They get nothing other than other people using the mod.
They get nothing
to show for it.
The company gets nothing.
The company gets nothing,
but like it,
neither
but like
does
mods,
the person who modded it.
No.
Yeah.
But like what
it's
you
just
do
you helping
get,
out the community.
Yeah. And
like
as
being
a modder,
guy picks
though,
up dog shit.
If you do a really good mod for a game, like that goes on a resume. And if you apply for a video game company, so you can say, I made this cop mod for Cyberpunk.
That's huge.
And I've had 3 million downloads.
That's cool.
And the game company would be like, fuck yeah, we'll hire you. You can make our cop system.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Like that. So yeah, like that's one way for mods to like get a good job out of that.
Yeah.
And also more people buy the game if they hear the mods are good. So that's also good for the game.
Hmm.
It's kind of like the
but
torrenting.
As a console user, I don't get to. I
you
get
don't get to
no
mod.
Benefit of
no.
any mod.
You can't mod because like you can't access all of the files in the file system for your game,
right?
Because it's all hidden in your console.
Yep.
Whereas for a PC, you can literally see everything.
Wow.
And for a game, yeah.
I'm learning a lot today.
Yeah.
This is fun.
It's cool. Yeah. There's a lot
interesting.
You can do. Yeah, it's cool.
That was a good idea.
Yeah, I like, and I heard about, I mean, I don't want to go too far. I don't want to go too long with this.
No, you're fine.
But apparently if you buy.
Apparently.
The,
I'm going to do it every time.
Do it. You can hit the thing too.
I got rid of that one.
Oh, damn. But apparently if you go and buy the original physical copy at like a store, and you put it in your system with, and you turn off internet, you turn off automatic updates. You get to look at the base game that they put on that disc.
Oh, wow.
Because, you know, there's a day one patch.
Yeah.
But if you just look at what they give you right out the gate, like, and on this disc, because they put it on the disc in, like, September, like, months before it came out. So if you look at what they were about to give us, it was going to be, like, whole areas that they literally cut out of the game but are on that disc. You know how you, like, when you're leaving your apartment complex or your apartment building, and there's, like, all these vendors, and it's, like, this, like, steamy, like, kind of cool little area.
Yes, absolutely.
In that part of the, in that base game on the disc, you can walk up and talk to any of them and buy and sell shit.
Wow.
Like, and now they're just standing there.
Right. No one's worth
nothing to do.
Yeah. They're all pointless.
So, like, the game was, like, way more filled out originally.
Interesting.
But I don't know what the rationale was, but they cut a lot of shit out.
Hmm.
I don't know. There's a lot of weird shit behind this game.
Maybe I feel like, yeah, it's like you throw a patch on it because it's like you start to interact with those people, and then that like kind of progresses stories that they couldn't really patch fast enough.
Yeah.
Blah blah blah. Yeah.
Yeah.
The huge level in the scope of the interaction probably turned into way too much for the game to handle, because it just starts to deteriorate the further you get.
Yeah.
Damn. It was an ambitious project.
Super
Everyone knew
ambitious.
That. Everyone knew that. And all I wanted was just superior gameplay. That's literally all I cared about. I cared about like the combat functionality more than anything.
Yeah.
Because it sounded fun. Like the tree, the branch, you know, the tree of
the combat
skills
was cool.
And all that bullshit.
I feel like there was
they got
like,
rid of the fucking walking on walls thing.
Yeah.
Come on.
There was a limit of freedom with what you could do with all of these mechanics. Like, you couldn't run up the walls. You couldn't shoot while you're on a wall.
And the
like
original concept, you were going to be able to, like, turn yourself into a god.
Anything you wanted.
Yeah.
Yeah. You could have been a super hacker.
But then they realized, like, oh, fuck, that means we got to patch all this shit. Like, every surface needs to be able to be accessed.
The thing is, they were working on it, but the pressure from the people with all the money.
Get it out.
They were like, we're getting, like, 8 million pre-orders. Put the shit out now before we lose our money.
Right.
So that was
which
why.
Just means push the fucking release date back. But I guess people want the return on their investment
but
as
like,
soon as possible.
Look at how much it fucked them up. No one wants the game.
Right.
People were reselling it. People were refunding
it.
Yeah,
yeah.
So it's like, what's the fucking.
There was no point.
It's so stupid.
It should have just stayed underground. Like, just make it. Like when I first heard about it, you know? When we first heard about it, it was like, oh, this is going to be great.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, it just turned into...
Turned into mush.
Ugh. Oy vey, did it ever.
Literally mush on, like,
I'm
going to
start playing it again. Fuck it. I'm going to beat this game while it's all shitty and tangled and
I mean, it's better now. They fix a lot of quest bugs. But as far as most, like, you know, general functionality, they still haven't really, like, fixed it.
Yeah. I felt like it's like one of those old school games where you come back to it years later and you're like, oh, dude, it's so bugged out that, like, all you have to do is this to beat, you know, like,
yeah,
there's no, like, even the NPCs, it's like you can take advantage of how limited their range of, you know,
yeah,
everything is. So you just go in, bop, 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 done, next.
And dude, even
there's no real
dogs. Even Watch Dogs.
I never played
Watch
Dogs.
Well, like, they had this thing where every person in Watch Dogs, you can, like, they had a backstory. It was like procedurally generated, but they had an age, name, address, and a bio or whatever, mm-hmm, and, like, where they worked.
Mm-hmm.
It was all procedurally generated. But, like, even in that game, there was NPCs, and they all had shit. They all had backstories and shit. And in Cyberpunk, they didn't even do that. Like, they cut all the names.
Right.
They cut it.
That's so dumb.
It's fucking weird. It's so like, dumb. Why are you doing this?
Because they rush.
Money!
Yeah, money. They rush. But money makes the world go round. You do need it. Let's not pretend. Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Yes. Mikey Bitcoin.
Have you watched Loki?
No.
Fuck. I told you should watch that.
I watched Dave.
Bro, you should have watched Loki. Now we're
still
late.
Watching Naruto.
Now we're late on Loki. Now we can title this Loki and get a bunch of listens.
Bro, you can talk about Loki all
you're
you
a
want.
Piece of shit.
I don't care.
This
I mean,
is like
I do.
The best one ever come out, in my opinion.
It's the best Loki?
The best Marvel thing.
Really?
One of my favorites, like, of all the Marvel stuff, yeah.
Did you see New Mutants?
No. That's not MCU, though. I'm talking, like, MCU shit.
Okay.
And I don't give a shit about New Mutants. That movie looks dumb.
See? Yeah. Now you're shitting on my dreams.
Sorry.
Doesn't feel good. I'm not going to lie.
Well,
about
the
it.
Studio fucked with that one hard after
it
Disney.
It was so bad.
After
it
Disney
so
bought
bad.
It.
I think we talked about this. It was bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was bad. I watched, let's see, what maybe that you have seen? Nothing. Fear Street. Did you watch any of that?
No.
Wow.
I haven't watched, oh my God. Holy shit.
American Horror Story.
No. It's this show that got canceled on Netflix. It's called Manifest.
Oh, dude. I heard about this. This is the show about, all right, so they go on a flight. Kid
yeah.
has cancer.
Yeah.
They end up 5 years in the future.
It's just 5 years later. Well, to them, it's 5 years in the future.
Right.
But everyone else is like, it's been.
What else would you call it?
No time.
But for them, they just went to 5 years
yeah.
in the future.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then hilarity ensues.
It is hilarity.
It's a comedy, right?
Yeah. No. And you could look at it as a comedy
because it's bad,
but to me it's not even one of those. It's so bad it's funny. It's so bad it's boring.
Oh no.
Because like it's literally like watching people drag cardboard cutouts around and like do hand puppets of what they're saying. These people are so fucking boring to watch.
Like the acting's bad.
Yeah, I don't even know if it's the acting or it's the writing, because I just have a feeling that the writing gave them nothing to go off of.
Right.
It's just boring line after boring line. What's Alexa? Boring line. Boring line.
Ugh.
What's Uber? Boring line.
Wait,
boring
did they
line.
Come from 5 years behind
it was
20, us?
It was, they went from 2013 to 2018.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's a significant jump
oh.
in like technology.
When was Trump president?
2016.
Yeah.
Damn. Oh, my God. Yo. Why are they just making about that? But instead they make it like an NCIS show, except they kind of have powers.
Last week I talked about NCIS.
Yeah.
I meant SVU. I totally meant SVU. I totally meant SVU. I was like, NCIS. I listened to it when I was editing. I was like, oh, I meant SVU. Yeah, yeah. But I've never seen one episode of NCIS in my life.
Dude, this show is like watching one of those like crime scene
A procedural
shows. Yeah.
Yeah.
Except they all have cheat codes. They literally have clairvoyance, so they don't need an investigation. They just know. It's like when you're in a mission in a video game and like your controller vibrates more when you're closer to something.
Right, right.
They basically have that.
Or you can press a button that illuminates where you're supposed to go. You know what I mean? Like
the Witcher sense.
Right, exactly. Yeah. The Witcher sense. That's exactly what I was thinking of. You're right. Or in Control, she's got that same thing.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, it's way worse because she's walking by like a gate and she hears a voice in her head that says,
set them free.
And she's like,
the gate?
She's like walking by a door and there's like dogs behind it. And so she sets the dogs free and she gets arrested. And they're like, why'd you do that? She was like, I don't know.
I don't know. The gate told me to do it.
But then like when they return the dogs back to the guy, she keeps hearing the set them free. And she's like, oh, wait, there's been an investigation of these missing children. So she walks behind the building, finds the missing children. She's like, all right, that's it. That's solved. Like, it's so
my God.
They literally have a cheat code.
That's like, where were they in fucking Iraq when they were looking for the weapons of mass destruction? She's like walking around. She's like, oh, I'm going to find the weapons of mass destruction. She never hears anything.
Yeah.
She's like, I don't think there's anything here. And they're like, shut up, bitch. There's definitely weapons here. I don't think there is. I think we're here. I don't know. I feel like this is a false flag. Oh, my God.
It's like, it would be a fine show if I could describe any sort of character traits to any of these people.
Right.
But they're so boring. They're so boring. They got nothing. There's nothing to go off of. They're all the same. They all talk the same. They all react to shit the same.
Right.
Except for the kid with cancer. Like, he's trying.
He's reacting to the chemo.
Because it's like kind of clairvoyance. He can like see into the minds of other people and like what they're going through. So he's like feeling what they're going through. If they're like being tortured, he's getting tortured on the bed.
They get the powers from the time travel thing?
It's not even good powers. Like, she hears the voice in her head, but the voice is very selective of when it wants to speak up.
Like only when it's going to actually progress the story.
Yeah, like a guy gets shot and she heard a voice that said, save him. So she was like, we got to save him. And he dies. And she's like, well, what was the voice about? And then like the guy that got shot, his son's coming up and he's like, I want to kill the guy that killed my dad. And then, like, she hears the voice, like, save him. She's like, oh, the voice meant the kid. And I'm like, how about the voice? It gets a little more, like...
Get more specific.
Specific.
Yeah.
Maybe I mean, little instructions, too. Like, how am I supposed to save him?
Why does the voice have to be so cryptic?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, why can't the voice just literally give me, like, specific details as to what I'm supposed to do?
Because the whole time I'm sitting there, I'm like...
Don't save the dad. Save the son.
The whole time I kept thinking, like... What if she passes by a guy and it says, like, suck his dick?
Ah, not this one. Ah, wrong dick.
The other guy.
She goes through, like, half the block and it's like, no, it's the squirrel up in the tree, dummy.
Suck the squirrel's dick.
Dude, this voice sucks.
Yeah, she gets through one. It's like, suck his dick. Ah, like, oh, shit. Sucks the next. And then, like, 40 dicks later.
Yeah.
It's like, I was just kidding.
But that's not gonna lie, that's what's been going through my mind. I'm like, dude, what if the voice just says something completely random?
You should probably try crack.
Like, she's in the child's like hospital bed, and the voice says, cut the cord.
Yeah, yeah.
She's like, plug.
What cord? And it turns out it's the phone charger sitting
right,
there.
Right.
The kid dies.
No, it's the aux cord because he's playing fucking the Jonas Brothers or some dumb shit.
No one wants to hear Nick Jonas.
Oh my God. It's just bad. Like, you watch a show like Bob's Burgers, for example, the family. You can name so many like distinct characteristics of those people.
Absolutely.
But this show, it's like, I can't even remember their names. They're so boring.
Yes, and there's a Tim.
I know the kid with cancer's name is Cal.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cal.
He's like playing Fortnite on the iPad. Yeah. It's like that's all I can really say about him.
Yeah.
He likes Legos.
Hey.
He got really upset when they didn't have the specific Legos from 5 years ago.
He's eerily similar to you.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Where's my minifigures? That was me.
Really?
Yeah.
What's a minifigure?
It's the little guys, little Lego guys.
Okay.
Mom, they're
I always
the
called
same.
Them Lego men.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool.
I grew up in the Stone Age.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you literally, like, to mate, you had to, like, grab your partner by the hair and drag them into a cave when I was growing up. So that's how that works.
Kinky.
Hey, yeah, you guys don't kink shame, all right? It's what we were into. But yeah, I don't want to watch that show. Thank you.
Remy likes it. I think really? She likes hate watching it. I'm not really sure.
Hate watching is fun.
But to me, it's not fun hate watching. I will say, though, it is fun to watch as someone that wants to write stories because it shows me what not to do.
Right.
Almost every step of the way.
It's like super, it sounds bad. Super like predictable and just not.
It's hard to be predictable because what if they hear the voice randomly? It's like, oh, what is the voice going to fucking say next?
Right.
Suck his dick. Suck his dick. Take the trash out. Get your tires rotated, you dumb bitch. Your brakes are dying. You're bad. You need better clothes.
Replace the light bulb.
Why are you wearing a pantsuit right now?
That fit sucks.
You have zero drip.
It's so bad.
It's so, yeah, that sounds off. But I do love that idea. I mean, it's been done.
If you build it, they will come.
Yeah.
And that one, it's really good.
Well, because it says the same thing every time.
Yeah.
Well, no, it says, like, find him at one point. He's got to go find James Earl Jones.
I can't remember what the second one was.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Find James Earl Jones.
Find James Earl Jones.
He's a recluse.
Find Mufasa.
Darth Vader.
And he's like, I know who that is.
Why is he white when he takes his helmet off?
What if the voice was like super racist?
You probably don't want to go in there.
Call up the Edward.
He's like,
oh my God. Oh my God. What did he just say? Just having all these terrible
thoughts. Who said that?
Yeah.
Who said what?
Right.
Oh my God.
Your kids to go to that school.
So bad.
They'll never get playing time on that team.
Ugh. All right. Well, Manifest gets
Manifest.
4 very enthusiastic thumbs down. Yeah.
I will continue watching it because Remy wants to watch it. So I will continue studying.
I got a lot of editing to do in this podcast.
Yeah. I mean, dude, we've just been rambling.
Yeah. You're right.
Rambling, man. What have you been going? What's been going on with you? What
did you Nothing. Got anything Heather's about to start working. That's cool.
I thought she's been working.
Well, she's been doing the real estate thing.
Yeah.
Now she's about to start working at a yoga studio.
Nice. So she's doing both?
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, starting today, actually.
Nice.
But she's at home, and then she'll start working there, I think, like, the 1st of September, something like that. We're back, baby.
Yeah.
Just stand up, trying to get out, get up.
Yeah.
Do something. It's been great. I'm trying to think. Gus just smells bad. He's been a little
stinker.
He's just being a little bitch.
Damn.
He's hilarious, but he's trying my patience.
Yeah.
Still dealing with these mother effers painting our complex for like 6 months.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Taking that long?
They are the worst.
My
the
God.
Absolute worst. I've never seen anyone as inefficient.
They must take
other
a
than
lot of
the
breaks.
New kid that we hired. He's trash too. Sorry, buddy. I hope he's not a fan. Trust me.
He's not going to listen to
No,
this.
He has no,
no
idea.
Way.
He'd probably get too bored. He's like, oh, I can't even like look at my phone for too long. It's
but
boring.
When we talk about Cyberpunk, he's going to be like, let's
hey, I agree with a lot of the things you said there.
What if he's a huge Cyberpunk fan? And he's like getting really offended.
Good.
Good.
At least he feels something. Jesus. I've never seen a more apathetic person in my entire life. Yeah, not a whole lot. Just really, really grinding on this stand-up thing.
Hell yeah.
Glad to be back here. You're going to fucking Lollapalooza? Is that a thing? That's still a thing? Music festivals.
Yeah.
Wow.
They're coming back hard.
Did you see what DaBaby said? recently?
I didn't see what he said.
The homophobic shit?
No. What did he say?
I'm not going to repeat it.
Paraphrase.
He said, basically, he's like, if you're blah, blah, blah. He's like, if you're a young woman or a woman in the crowd right now and your vagina, genitals smells like water, put your phone up in the air with the light on. And if you're a young individual that may be a person of color who wasn't fellating another young man of color in the parking lot, put your phone up in the air. And I was just like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then like his like hype man's like, some of y'all other people of color are sus out there. And I was just like, oh my God.
I shouldn't be laughing. That's fucking stupid.
The absurdity of it is what makes you laugh. Yeah. You're like, what? You're like, saying that?
Are you kidding me?
But I mean, it's different, whatever. You know, like everyone feels however they feel. But yeah. it was like, I was like, this is crazy. But I've always said this. I've been doing bits about this for years. It's like the last bastion for free speech.
What, being a rapper?
But not even free speech. It's like, you know, old school kind of antiquated, somewhat homophobic speech is straight up rap. Rap music, you can say whatever you want and not get called into question. If it was white dudes rapping saying half of this shit, you canceled.
Canceled.
You canceled. You know how many lines Eminem's had to dance around his entire career?
Oh, my God. Right. Dude. Oh, my God. Right. He said some weird shit.
He's always saying crazy shit, but he has to go to extremes because he can't say the normal shit that typical rappers say.
Yeah.
So, like, to me, I was just like, damn, dude, this is
crazy.
Well,
Mac Miller never had to go to extremes.
Mac Miller had his own lane, though.
Yeah.
He was, like, in that, like, I'm drugged out, I'm cool, like, I'm just going to do me and, like, be comfortable with it because I'm literally comfortably numb on drugs. Like, it doesn't bother me. Any of the hate, I don't care. And he did. He felt it. You could tell. But, yeah, he was comfortable in himself.
Yeah.
But he was also heavily medicated, right? And not that everyone isn't, but I really think he like kind of like had that vibe, like I get fucked up, I don't really care, I'm a talented artist, but like he was never like blowing your mind with like lyrics or anything. I didn't think,
not all the time,
right?
Yeah,
he was a great artist though. He was very much like a big picture guy.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? There was like he had themes. He was a great artist.
Yeah.
But like, really good. I don't think he got caught up on the day-to-day minutia too hard. And he definitely struggled with anxiety and shit like that, you know? Everyone does. It's just now everyone's more comfortable talking about it.
And then you got Eminem saying all kinds of crazy
Eminem
shit.
Eminem was like a tortured person.
Yeah.
That wanted to say the N-word the entire time, I think.
he's lived a very, like, awful, like not awful, but like the beginning of his life sucked.
Yeah, and I feel like some of his later stuff was somewhat self-inflicted by alienating, you know, the people that he loved.
Yeah,
or well, actually, was kind of hurt by, but you know, you don't create bridges by burning them down.
Yeah,
so I don't know, but Eminem's prolific, great, one of the greatest of all time.
He used to be.
Yeah, absolutely. Everyone used to be something, you know?
Yeah.
Shit, after this DaBaby shit, I don't even know. It's crazy. But it's a different thing. He did what he did. He said what he said. Whatever. If his fans love it, fuck yeah.
Whatever, dude. Like,
to me, it felt kind of MAGA rally.
Rappers are somehow less, less afflicted by cancel culture, unless it's someone like a Tory Lanez who literally had to shoot someone in the foot.
Who
to
did
be
he shoot?
Canceled.
Who?
Meg Thee Stallion.
It was Meg Thee Stallion.
And you know what's funny? DaBaby brought out Tory Lanez at his concert right after he brought out Meg Thee Stallion. He's just an asshole.
DaBaby?
Yeah.
Yeah,
he kept trying to feign that he was being a victim because Meg was hating on him now since he's been, like, having Tory, like, on features and shit.
Oh, no.
And he was like, nah, like, we're buds. And then he, like it's all fake because look at what he just did at Rolling Loud. He, like, brought Tory Lanez out. Like, he obviously does not care.
It gives me, that gave me a chill. Just the level of troll.
Up. Yeah, dude.
Right.
It's fucked up.
Yeah. You got that PT Cruiser head, though. Big brain in there, I guess.
Let's go.
The baby. Yeah, he's great. I like the flow. I don't necessarily care for the message.
The same flow. Every time. Every time. Yes. Doesn't fail. If
tried
it ain't
and true,
don't
baby.
Fix it.
Hey, man, you trying to throw some crazy ass tread on tires? You know what happens? You crash. You get the classic tread going. It works every time.
Oh, my God. Do you want to talk about the Lil Nas X song?
I guess. Actually, I want to talk about this song real quick.
Okay.
Just so everyone knows.
And my name is Raj. I finally found you. Had to rub the magic lamp a lot of times that...
that didn't come out right.
Shining, shimmering, splendid. Tell me, princess, now when did a whole new world...
That's our buddy.
New fantastic
point of view. Yeah, that's our buddy Raj. One of the cringiest videos of all time.
We've covered this video on the pod before.
But we never got to use it.
Right.
We didn't get to use the interview with Raj. Raj is back. He's back at the club.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes, yes. Wait, wait.
My name is Raj.
Yeah, Raj is back. I'm so pumped. He's like. He just, it's a breath of fresh air that just got
It's infused. The energy. He's
yeah,
got the
infused
energy.
Infused back into the club life. I'm just fucking so pumped because he's one of the funniest people I've ever met in my life.
I wouldn't say funny.
He's hilarious.
It's like
he's
the
fucking
absurdity
hilarious.
Of his life and yeah. his, it's just his energy.
He's fucking
It's
hilarious.
The perfect fucking pair.
Yeah.
It's just. He's so fucking absurd.
We're definitely getting him.
But
on.
Every time I hang out with him, I am busting my ass laughing. So
oh, yeah. Yeah, we're getting him back funny. On the pod.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that'll be our first. We've never done a guest, like, the three of us, other than, like, the first or one or two.
Like, the
Shane.
Second one we ever did was
right.
with Shane.
So
yeah.
we're going to do, we got to do the, we got to get Raj in here. And he can bring Llama. It'll be great. I mean, what's her name? Cammy Kafari, something like that.
I don't know.
Cammy_Kafari on TikTok. You got to see this Raj video. It is the funniest, cringiest shit you've ever seen in my life. Your life. Our lives collectively. It is insane.
Well, it's insane if you know the context behind Raj's
He slides into DMs and he sings songs to people.
This is not a unique case in Raj's life. He's done this five times a day.
Did you see? They're on this girl's page. She posted a duet, and it's another girl that Raj had done the same thing to.
Of course.
I can show you the world.
I'm not surprised. World.
Shining, shimmering.
I guarantee you, one out of four girls in LA have seen him and have gotten a DM from him. I guarantee you bring four
and
girls
classic,
in your room.
He's his classic.
Have you seen this man?
You are spellbinding.
Has he sent you a selfie?
Oh, no.
One out of four will be like, yeah, he's fucking weird.
I'm like, Raj, you sent a fucking selfie. You slid into my girl's DMs. What the fuck is wrong with you? Oh, I'm sorry, man. I didn't know I had met her before.
You guys want to see Elizabeth? I'm like,
God.
I can't say it, actually.
Yeah, don't.
I can't.
Lil Nas?
We can talk about Lil Nas X if you want to.
I mean, real quick. Let's just talk about
it. You don't like the song.
I'm not... All right, so Lil Nas X obviously just released Industry Baby. There was quite the buildup. Oh, not quite as much buildup for the Donda release party.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, my God.
There was not much buildup for me. I knew, man.
For Donda?
Yeah, I knew. I was like, that shit's not coming out. This is Kanye. And now he's like locked Mike Dean into a studio for like 72 hours
right.
to mix the whole thing.
Right.
Mix Donda!
It's so wild.
21 unreleased, like unready tracks. Get ready, bro.
I mean,
Mike Dean, this goes out to
him dancing around in the Thriller suit with the fucking pantyhose on his head, though. What the fuck? This guy is nuts. He's fucking nuts.
I don't know.
It's pretty cool.
I think it's so funny that he's just kind of hanging out at Mercedes-Benz. There was like a football game or soccer game going on. And he was just like,
it's just fine.
There.
It's fine.
Like, it's like, is that Kanye? Like, what?
What is that ref doing? Yeah. He's not dressed right.
Is that a cone? Is he? Is that a walking cone?
He's out there spraying the fucking icy hot spray on his own head, like, just in his eyes. Like it's the silver that they spray in their mouths in Fury Road.
Oh my God, yeah.
I don't know. I didn't watch. I didn't try to stream.
I couldn't make it.
Through Twitter, I got little snippets.
Good?
I mean, if you liked, what was the last one?
Jesus is King?
Jesus is King. If you liked that, yeah, it's very similar. It's more... features.
I listened to that once. I haven't listened to it.
I like
again.
That one song with Kenny G.
I think I know what you're talking about. Yeah, it was like a banger and
it was basically
one in the 16th bangers.
No, it was 2 1/4 bangers. 2 1/4.
2 1/4
yeah,
bangers.
Yeah, cuz like that beat that's kind of the 16th cuz it's like that weird like car tone when the doors open and the seatbelts are up or whatever.
I can't remember anything from that album. I can't remember anything from that album.
That song, and then when the beat hits, it is fucking fire, but the beat only hits for 10 seconds out of the entire fucking song. Doesn't make any sense. But then he does have one song that's just like, there's one that's great. I think it's the dude from Clips.
Dude, I don't know. Okay, I haven't listened to the album since it came out.
It's good. It's good.
Yeah.
Well, no, the album isn't good, but there's 2 1/4 bangers.
2 1/4 bangers. Yeah.
Maybe 2 1/8. 2 1/8.
2 1/8.
2 1/8. But yeah, the Donda thing was weird. The industry baby thing, we get off the topic all too often, but I don't know. It was an okay song. It was definitely him just like shitting on everyone. He's like, I'm going to spit in your face.
I thought it was pretty good. I like the song. I don't think there's much there to get at other than he's making a like summer banger, essentially. Mm-hmm. Like it's a victory lap for him. Like he's been making number one after number one.
Right.
But like there's a lot of context behind these number ones because he's not so much a great artist as he is a great marketer. This guy is a genius with his marketing.
Oh, like, yeah.
Everything down to him, like, going to jail because of his Nike shoes. Like,
right.
He like, fucking milked the shit out of that in a good way, too. Like, he wasn't just, like, being obnoxious about it. He was, like, creating really well-done videos where he's, like, dressing up as every character, almost like the Eddie Murphy fucking movies that he's done. It was good. Like,
I will not let you besmirch the great Eddie Murphy.
I'm not besmirching him.
By comparing Lil Nas X's, or what's his name?
Lil Nas X?
No, he's got a real name.
I don't know.
It's about to be the name of the...
Montero.
Yeah. No.
But it's like, it's heavily inspired by
Absolutely.
Eddie Murphy. That's
Absolutely.
What I mean.
He talks shit about Madea in that song.
Yeah. It was like I really feel like Lil Nas X's social media presence is going to be studied in like a couple years by like colleges that are
Absolutely.
Teaching social media
Absolutely.
Because... Like, his social media presence is, like, unfucking matched right now.
Yeah.
Like, that's part of the reason why all of his songs are getting so big is because he's got such a presence on social media.
Right.
It's almost insane.
Well, he's breaking down, like, a huge, we were talking about this earlier, like, in rap culture, being gay is not acceptable. You know what I mean? It's like, it's often called into question and showing any level of being effeminate is just not kosher.
Yeah.
And like, this dude is like, yo, he had a music video with naked dudes dancing in the shower behind him. Like he's literally flipping the script where everyone's completely cool with it being like Jack Harlow scene with the chick.
Like twerking.
Yeah, and like the police officer getting naked and ripping her clothes off in the cell with him. But like he's literally, I mean, he's in the same video as the 10-man naked dance group in the shower. And that's, to me, socially, that's huge.
Yeah.
That's so important.
Yeah.
It's like
making a statement.
Absolutely. Yeah. And he's like, literally like, you're going to watch this. Yeah. I already know. So fuck y'all. Here it is. It's crazy. I mean, we live in exciting times.
Yeah.
That never was ever going to happen.
I find it really funny that like Christians are going to be like going out and watching this music video.
Right.
Just to get upset.
Right.
They're going to be like, I heard there was dicks in this video. I'm going to watch it.
But it's to
and
me.
And then they watch it and get mad. Like, what were you expecting?
Yeah.
It's going to be dicks.
It's so fascinating, though, that the medium that he's using to expose the world to, like, you know, not everyone knows about, you know, gay and queer culture.
Yeah.
But to do it through hip hop and have it be accepted as widely.
Yeah.
It's like almost, it doesn't even make sense.
Yeah.
It's like a cheat code.
Yeah.
He used.
He's got Plarmer.
He's got fucking Plarmer. He's got Plarmer. Fucking Plarmer. And he's capitalizing on it.
Oh my God. He's fucking good at it too, dude.
It's so powerful.
Yeah.
It's crazy,
like,
dude.
Him.
So I don't think grinding, the song's great.
Yeah, the song's fine.
But like,
it's him
what he's
kinda
doing is really impressive.
The song is just kind of him teabagging on the haters.
Absolutely.
And then Jack Harlow shows up.
Who I don't know anything about.
He did make a really cool reference in his verse, though. He referenced a song by Rowdy Rebel. It's called Computers. It features Bobby Shmurda.
Mm.
That song's awesome. You should definitely
Bobby's
listen to
free.
It.
Bobby's outside.
Bobby's free. That song's a fucking banger. But he references Computers in his verse, and I was like,
hey,
all right, dude.
Hey, all brother. Right.
Yeah, that's cool.
I have to go on Genius to understand what people are talking about at this point. Just like
it's a pretty direct reference because Jack Harlow's like all these social networks and these computers, and like that's literally the start of Computers.
But I've never
Rowdy Rebel.
You know, it's like
yeah,
I heard that song.
It's a banger of a song that you should listen
what?
To. Yeah, it
okay.
goes hard. Yeah,
okay. I'm not
all
mad
these
at
social
that.
Networks and these computers.
All in all,
got these homies walking around like they some shooters.
Wow.
That's how he starts the song.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then Bobby Shmurda's like, he like raps about Tom Cruise. It's great.
Well,
they
no
think
one.
That I'm Tom Cruise. But bitch, I'm Bobby with a tool.
And now it's
so
my
good.
Favorite song ever.
It's so good.
No one wants to be Tom Cruise. You want half your money to go to Scientology? No. And he's worth a lot of money.
Yeah.
A lot of money. And it all goes back to Miscavige. Yo, did you see that Joel Osteen shit?
That he bought like a mass
like a $375,000 Ferrari. He's mansioned up.
Well, Jesus wanted him to have that, you know.
Obviously,
like,
or else
Jesus
he wouldn't
wanted
have
him
it.
To have it.
Yeah.
And he wanted him to have that mansion.
What's the song? Christ has died. Christ has risen, or what?
Christ will come again.
I saw one thing. It was like, I mean, there's no faster way to spread the word of God than in a 458 Ferrari. You know? Like, it's like that does make sense. That makes that logic tracks.
He's just blasting like the audio from his audiobook.
Oh no.
Him.
He's a fucking creep, though. That guy's weird.
He's fucking crazy.
Yeah, that's
all
weird
evangelical
dude.
Or what fucking whatever they are, like telepastors, whatever the fuck. I don't even know what they are, but they're crazy.
Yeah,
and whoever worships them are stupid.
All right. In conclusion, this
oh,
has
we
been
didn't
a blast.
Even talk about my double date. Fuck.
You want to do it real quick?
I went on a double date with a streamer named Foosley. She was really cool.
Wait, wait, wait. Cal went on a double date with who?
Foosley.
Who?
Her name is Leslie. She's a really popular streamer on Twitch.
Yeah.
She plays Valorant, too. Like, that's, like, her favorite game right now is Valorant. But she's also playing the GTA roleplay game. And she's playing, like, Rust. She plays all kinds of really cool stuff. She's been getting really popular. She signed with 100 Thieves. She's now a content creator for 100 Thieves, who, like, is growing crazy well in popularity because they're just a really good organization. They have like esports teams and they have content creators. They just did a merch collab with Gucci.
Whoa.
A gaming organization just did a collab with Gucci.
Whoa.
And it looks kind of tight too, not gonna lie. Like, they did a good job. But yeah, she's like, she's killing it. She's a big fan of Remy. We went and had a double date with her and her fiance. It was super fun.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, effortless to talk to them. Like, it was just a really great time.
Nice.
Yeah. We made Foosley? New friends. Foosley is her streamer name.
Leslie. Shout out Foosley.
Yeah.
Hell
she's
yeah.
Dope. She's dope.
I mean, she obviously, nice. She's not getting anything from us that she wouldn't already have.
No,
but,
of course. Yeah.
That's dope.
Yeah.
See, man, you're right there. You're cool shit adjacent.
Huh?
You're cool shit adjacent. You're like right there, bumped up, just right next to
I'm it. Just kind of hanging out.
You know, well, like, obviously, you don't
I'm
force it.
I'm with people that are way better at being successful than I am.
You're not forcing
I'm just
it.
There.
You can't force it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, it would be really gross if you were trying to.
Dude, but, imagine if I was a cloud demon. Could you imagine?
Actually.
We would not be hanging out. I would be like literally always making Instagram stories like, guys?
No.
Like, it's me, Cal, and I'm here.
Well, I would literally kill you myself.
I hope you would.
I would have to.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd have to silence you.
I would hate to
you
be
know
a
what?
Demon, yeah.
Because we don't kill, you can't kill a demon because you can't kill something that never lived. You can only destroy it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to destroy the cloud demons. That is, yeah, that would be gross.
I just do what's fun for me.
I mean, why the fuck not? We're not here for a long time.
Yeah.
We're here for a good time.
Like,
cheers to that.
Yeah.
Spod, you're the man. Foosley, that's super cool.
F-U-S-L-I-E.
Let's unpack that a little more next time.
Okay.
Well, just like.
Oh, like we'll talk about it more?
Yeah, like streaming
and
all that shit.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
And we're going to talk about Lollapalooza next week.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
What? Yeah. Cal's about to be up in it.
Tyler, the Creator, is going to be there.
No way.
Young Thug.
I'm going to
see him live.
Oh, shit.
For the first time in my life.
Wait, is he the one that says it's lit?
No, that's Travis Scott.
Oh.
Young Thug. This is going to be my first time seeing him live. I'm so fucking excited.
I just put my. In it.
That's my best friend. That's my best
friend. I know who Jeffrey is. God damn it.
Oh my God. I can't wait to see Young Thug.
Tyler the Creator.
Tyler the Creator.
New shit.
Brockhampton's gonna be there.
Young Thug.
Yeah.
Brockhampton.
Yeah.
Lit. Damn, Lollapalooza has
and Brockhampton,
changed.
Brockhampton was like one of the first rapping people, I guess, rappers to rap about being gay. Yeah.
Okay.
They weren't as loud and obnoxious about it. They were just like talking about sucking dicks sometimes in their raps, but like, you know, not for the most part, it's not really a obnoxious gay rap.
Well, it doesn't have to be.
No,
yeah,
it doesn't.
Yeah.
Lil Nas X isn't obnoxious either. Just in his
I think
videos.
With Lil Nas X over Brockhampton though, it's like that's like billions of dollars. That's big money.
Yeah.
He is like
rolling.
The dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he made Old Town Road, like,
right,
banger of our century. Not banger, but, like, the most successful song of
absolutely.
Our century.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah.
Is Old Town Road.
Decade.
I would say century.
We'll see.
Dude, it went, like, what? 13, 14?
Bro, like, we're 21 years into this century. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but, like, so far of the century,
we
yes.
don't know. We're not
so
going to see.
So far. It's like the Homer Simpson meme. It's the biggest song so far.
Okay, that's fair. It's pronounced nuclear.
But when Donda comes out, obviously that's going to be.
I mean, come on, brother.
2 1/4 bangers, dude.
This one's going to be 3 1/8. We're getting, and it's only going to. Well, that's what's crazy is.
It's like diminishing returns.
No. He gets not exponentially, but incrementally better each time.
Okay.
Yeah. 2 1/8. 3 1/4. 4 1/2.
That's not even a good incremental. What are you talking about? 3 1/4 to.
It's very incremental.
2 1/4 to 3 1/8. That's.
It's an increment.
That's not over 1.
It's an increment.
And then why'd you go from 3 1/8 to 5?
I didn't say exponential. I said incremental. you're missing the ball.
There's
here,
no
brother.
Increment.
What?
There's no correlation. It's just bad math. You're just bad at math.
What are you talking about?
He obviously didn't go to college, guys. That's why he's so dumb.
Cal obviously doesn't know what an increment means.
You are not good at increments, my friend.
Why am I not good?
What did you go from? You went from 2 1/4
to 3 1/8.
3 1/8.
To what?
So
he got a whole value out of that.
To what, though, after that? You said four and a half?
No, 4.5. Yeah. What's wrong with that?
It makes no sense.
He's going up just a little bit each time. It's an increment. I'm using the word, right?
So why did he start at 2.25?
Because that's what he had. That's literally what that's he started at. That's what he started at. What the fuck? That's literally where it started. It was that bad the first time around. And then it got incrementally better.
You're really
each
bad
time.
At math.
I don't understand how this is working negatively against me when I'm using the word the way it's supposed to be used. He gets incrementally better each time. There's no math associated. I'm literally using the word correctly.
I'm fucking with you. I don't care.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Serenity now. Serenity now.
Unacceptable with this guy.
Serenity now. Yes. Serenity now.
I guess right.
Jesus.
Let's fucking go. Oh my God. Yeah, this has been fun.
Your recommendation?
Oh, my recommendation.
Just a wreck.
I recommend watching a video by Crowbcat called Cyberpunk 2077 Promises Sell Under Deliver. Over Promise Sell Under Deliver. That's the name of the video. Very interesting.
I like that.
It's a very cool, like, compilation of the failures of Cyberpunk. It relates it to other games that have done some of the things better. It's just an interesting, like, kind of look into video games and, like, the experiences they give you. And, like, the details. Because, like, Cyberpunk misses some details in, like, the video. Because there's never any narration. It's just a presentation of gameplay.
Ah.
I love his videos.
That's actually
They're so good. They're so good. You got to
really
watch
smart.
Them. Yeah.
Yeah. Because a lot of times you can get caught up in how someone's presenting it with, you know, their narration and bullshit.
This guy never does narration. He just edits a montage and he's like, all right, you figure out what I'm trying to say. Right. Like, it's usually pretty, like, obvious.
Yeah.
Crowbcat. Crowbcat.
Crowbcat.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right. One word.
2077.
Yeah.
All right. Mine is Ichika_Mo on Instagram. He's a guitarist. He's like this Japanese dude. Tokyo Olympics. Let's go. 2020 presented in 2021. Interesting. But in the spirit of that, he's like this just insane guitarist who has like a crazy playing style, kind of a more modern playing style than most people.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I think now most people are familiar with it, but dude is nasty as fuck. And I've just been really deep diving on that. So Ichika, Ichika_Mo. Ichika underscore Mo on Instagram.
Check that shit out.
Look, it's fucking sick.
For
anime music, baby.
For sure.
Cal. As always.
Oh, wait. No, we didn't do like and hate.
No, we're done.
I had a like.
What do you got?
My Hero Academia.
Oh, my God. No.
Bro, I've been watching it. I love it.
Really?
I love it.
Really?
It is super cheesy, right?
Yeah.
But what I have to give it, distinct characters, fun superpowers. Like, they kind of break the cliche of what you think of superpowers. Like, it's like, okay, what do you think of super speed? What do you think
move
when you see
really fast?
Have you seen the show?
No.
So when you think super speed, you think a guy's running really fast.
Right.
Well, this show is like, all right, everyone's seen super speed a million times. How can we make it a little bit different?
He slows time down and he just moves normal.
No, they put engines in his calves. He's got mufflers sticking out of his calves. And he's like this super uptight, like by the book guy. He's like just standing there and he's got engines sticking out of his calves. And you're like, you're surprisingly taking him seriously because of the character, like the voice actor is really
like
good.
Phil
but you're
Mickelson.
Like, dude, you got engines sticking out of your calves.
Yeah.
And he's like, reasonable burst. And then he just boom, vrooms down. Like, it's so cool. I love this show. It's cool. I like the characters. They're fun. They feel comfortable to me. Like, they feel like a familiar friend immediately when you start watching it.
Right.
And that to me is a good sign. It's like a great sign of like good character writing is that you watch and you're immediately like familiar with them.
Right.
Even though you've never seen them before.
But they've got nuance and...
Yeah. Like, it's just fun.
Hmm.
It's a really fun superhero show.
Wow.
Yeah. I like it a lot.
My Hero Academia.
Yeah.
I don't have it.
It's fucking... It's fun, man. And you like powers.
I do.
The show's full of them.
Yeah.
And they're not typical powers. They're like...
Right.
I wouldn't say a twist, but it's like they're creative with it.
Right.
They make it like visually interesting and not the same thing we've seen over and over again.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, it's cool.
I could do that.
They have a girl that like goes invisible, but she likes to wear gloves and footwear. So you only see gloves and footwear. Yeah, that's all you see.
Jesus Christ.
It's just like, I don't know.
I see you.
It's funny. She's like,
I see you.
But when she has to go invisible, she's like, I'm going to take them. And everyone's like, okay.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, just take them off.
Right. Oh, no.
It's fun. Like, this guy creates explosions with his hands. That's, like, all he does is just an explosion comes out of his hand. It's just fun. I don't know. It's great. But he's, like, a crazy character. He's, like, I can't explain it because his character is so fucking absurdly, like, out there and how rage-filled he is.
Right.
But he's, like, rage-filled, but he wants to be a hero. But he's so angry. And, like, calls people scum and, like, can never remember anyone's names, but he's so dead set on being a hero. It's an interesting dynamic in his head. It's I don't know. It's a fun show. I like it.
All right.
Yeah.
When did you start watching this?
About a week 26? And a half ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm already past season two.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah. I would say how I'm watching this, but I don't want to get in trouble.
Then don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll tell you after.
There's no need to incriminate yourself.
Yeah. You can probably edit that part out, actually. I don't even know why I said that.
He's been paying for it episode by episode. Thanks, Jeff.
No.
He's been paying Amazon.
Yeah.
All right.
Do you have anything?
I don't really. No.
Okay.
Really. Well, I've been watching, American Horror Story. I like it.
Cool.
Been watching it. Started with two episodes. We're up to three now. I mean, come on. Tried and true.
Have fun with that, dude.
I just have to silence you for the last half of the podcast. And Cal has gone off the TV.
Yeah, dude? You're gonna silence me?
No.
Silence me, brother. This is my freedom of speech.
He looks like the Pride Wears Waldo right now. So, love you guys. Love you, buddy. Great to hang out.
Love you too, man.
We don't really have anything coming up. We're going to watch Too Hot to Handle on a stream. We're going to figure out a
date
for that.
Yeah.
And we hope you're doing well, and we appreciate the fuck out of you. That's all it ever is, and that's all it ever will be. I feel like it's coming through mine, too. I can hear it so well. And we're also look forward to special guests. We've got that coming up.
Yeah?
The Volcano.
Volcano!
We've got special guests... Raji, the man, the cringe, Samra, and I'm pretty sure we can get Blakers on the show.
Okay, what drugs are we giving Raj before his episode?
Whatever he wants.
Whatever he wants?
Whatever he wants.
Shit.
Maybe some catnip.
Well, let's have a catnip.
That would be hilarious. He's just trying to pull himself out of a K-hole the whole time.
Yeah.
I've got great stories about ketamine, but we'll talk about that later.
Oh, my God. Okay, yeah, we have to
love you guys. Bye, 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 bye.
Oh, yeah, she got some power in her little booty. I already know.
Some people think.
It's like
truth is, all you need is to look for this.